So work here progresses nicely. Behind me are artisans from Gold Leaf Studios, headed by William Adair. That's Adair, A-D-A-I-R. They are a conservation firm located locally. They have a more than 20-year relationship with the cathedral, specializing in restoring gilded artifacts. They were on site beginning their work yesterday evening, came back early this morning. The majority of the paint upstairs that was that damaged Children's Chapel has been predominantly completed. We expect that work to conclude by tomorrow, close of business. Work has just gotten underway behind us here in Bethlehem Chapel, where a cathedral staff member originally found the paint yesterday. The technicians are cleaning the paint that was thrown on the organ. It splattered the keys, the wood-paneled walls and pipe casings, and a bit on the floor. Bethlehem Chapel will remain closed to visitors while this work is being completed, which we also anticipate will wrap up by tomorrow, close of business. The cleanup and restoration efforts are estimated to cost $15,000. Certainly, as we approach the two-year anniversary of the earthquake that caused more than $20 million worth of damage here at the cathedral, this is an unfortunate act of vandalism that adds to the cathedral's financial needs. Lastly, in terms of our reaction to yesterday's events, the cathedral is grateful for the community's concerns. I believe the cathedral's response overall has been very quick, timely, and is a testament to the staff's is a testament to our staff and security department, especially regarding the suspect. I cannot comment. You'd have to relay those questions about the ongoing investigation to MPD. What I will say is that as people of faith, she deserves our prayers, not our scorn. This has all been a very unnecessary and indeed heartbreaking act of vandalism that has distracted us from our work here at the cathedral as a spiritual home for the nation.